With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Kent for Tuesday, August 24, 2021. We're brought to you by the great people at the Hoosier Hardwood Festival. This is going to be awesome. It's this coming weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You got a lumberjack show. It's at the Marion County Fairgrounds, by the way, and it's going to be tremendous. A lumberjack show, lumberjack camps, chainsaw carving artists, and an auction of their wares. Indiana's Best Logger Competition, going to be fantastic. It's going to be festival fun. You're going to have live music. You've got a spirits and beer garden, awesome stuff, lots of wood-based arts and crafts, Friday, noon to 8, Saturday, 9 to 8, Sunday, 9 to 3. If you're a fan of Ron Swanson on Parks and Rec, this thing is for you. I can't wait to go. I can't wait to spend some money and get some one-of-a-kind furnishings for the home. You know, it just there's nothing like somebody who works with wood and puts together one-of-a-kind pieces, fantastic stuff this weekend at Marion County Fairgrounds. I suggest you attend. Let's talk about sports, shall we? Huge day for Carson Wentz, quarterback for the Colts. Yesterday, he worked, did seven-on-seven work, threw more than 40 balls in seven-on-seven. He was cutting left. He was cutting right. He was delivering the ball on time and on target. He was sharp as hell. All right? However, now you got to see how the foot responds. That surgically repaired foot, three-plus weeks after surgery, is that foot, was it ready for that kind of workload? We're going to find out today. If he's back on the field today and working similarly today, that's a good sign for Carson Wentz. If not, then he takes kind of a step backwards, and you got to figure out where the sweet spot is and how do we get him ready for, how do they get him ready for September 12th? That's the deal. Can he be ready for September 12th? If he's on the field, running, cutting, throwing like he did yesterday, September 12th looks like a very, very doable goal for Carson Wentz. And as we've seen in the preseason, it's a necessary goal because you got Eason and Ellinger. Neither of them at this point project toward being a winning starting quarterback in the NFL. So Carson Wentz, please let that foot bounce back well today. And that kind of takes the burden, number one, of worry about the Indianapolis Colts off our shoulders. But number two, it takes the debate of Eason versus Ellinger kind of off the plate of things to talk about. And that'd be wonderful because I don't want to have that conversation anymore. It's like it's like comparing and contrasting and debating the merits of a bologna sandwich versus a liver sausage sandwich. You don't want either of them, right? You'd rather have roast beef. There's no contest between liver sausage, bologna, and roast beef. Wentz is the roast beef. Let's get a roast beef sandwich at quarterback. Can we do that? Mike Woodson's going to find out today if Jalen Hood-Schifino is going to pledge Indiana. He had already pledged Pitt. Then he de-pledged Pitt. Now he's going to choose between Indiana, Tennessee. He's going to announce that decision at 2 o'clock this afternoon. He's a top 25 kid in the class of 2022. He would be a really good get for Indiana. He's a three-position defender. He's a three-level scorer. This is a kid who can flat play basketball. Right now at Mount Verde Academy, in Florida. Next year, he's either going to be a Volunteer or a Hoosier, if you believe what he says today, as he commits again to yet another school. I dreamed last night that Miles Turner was traded by the Indiana Pacers. This brings to mind two great questions. Number one, what'd they get for him? That was not revealed to me in the dream. Number two, what the hell am I doing dreaming about Miles Turner being traded when I could dream about anything? Anything that you could dream of, I could dream of while I'm sleeping. What do I choose to dream of, or what is chosen for me? That Miles Turner is going to be traded by the Pacers. Ridiculous. I would have dreamed something more fun than that. Roger Goodell says that the Bills should stay in Buffalo, but in a new stadium. Flashback 10 years, he said the same exact thing to the people of St. Louis. All right? So, if Buffalo wants to keep the Buffalo Bills as part of their community, and it's an important part of their community, Erie County had better approve the new stadium project, that new stadium plan, or they could go someplace else, and it can happen like that. And once that ball starts rolling downhill, it is really hard to stop. The Bills belong in Buffalo. If Erie County believes that the Bills belong in Buffalo, you got to pony up, because that's the way the game's played. Top 100 players in college football. Indiana has three. Michael Penix at 45. Ty Freifogel at 54. Tywan Mullen at 75. This according to ESPN. Purdue's got one. George Karlaftis, a defensive lineman, at number 71. Notre Dame's got three. Kyle Hamilton, safety, at number 7. Kyron Williams, running back, at number 46. Michael Mayer, tight end, at number 47. And before we get all fat and happy about this and start thinking, hey, look how good Indiana is with three players, not just in the top 100, but in the top 75. Alabama has 10 in the top 66. 10. Virtually half its starters are in the top 66 in college football. That is kind of compiling a bunch of talent down in Tuscaloosa, and that's what Nick Saban does regularly. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we? The great Jared Lowe, the pride of Butler baseball, celebrating a birthday today. Roger Bishop, happy birthday. The great Shimbo, Hashim Hathaway, celebrating a birthday. Keith Hancock, Mark Dick, Todd Mello, and the great Jim Farley, former program director at WTOP in Washington, D.C., for the great Hubbard media family, celebrating a birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Lift each other. Don't pull each other down. We got enough problems around here without you adding to them with your negative attitude. Be positive. Look, I almost got negative. It's just that easy. Later today, inside Indiana Sports Now, we'll tell you what Jalen Hood-Schifino has decided, Indiana versus Tennessee, and we'll also tell you how Carson Wentz looked at camp today. Can't wait to talk to you then.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.